So if we had to go on and maintain our healthy skin, what are some of the habits that we can adapt?
Make sure to wash the sunscreen off your skin after you've spent a day in the sun.
This is a Baby Brunch podcast.
Welcome to another Parents and Baby Brunch podcast. A big thank you to our support, Epimax Baby and Junior. Also to Curaprox and Jacaranda FM. My name is Ilana and it is a huge honor today to have our guest, Liesel Bauer from Epimax in our studio. Yay.
Thanks, Ilana.
So seeing that we're talking emollients and moisturizer, right? I should ask you, did you moisturize this morning?
You have to. Honestly, in Johannesburg, you cannot get away from moisturizing, unfortunately.
Well, on that note, a big thank you to our support.
Curaprox aims to create 1 billion healthy smiles. A healthy mouth means a healthy body and mind, creating better health for you. Great oral health starts from day one. It's never too early to start. Curaprox Baby gets your child on the right path of starting healthy oral care habits for life. This podcast is supported by Epimax, the dermatologist-recommended skincare range specifically formulated to hydrate, soothe, and protect. Whether it's dry skin, sensitive skin, or just everyday moisture, Epimax has a solution for everybody. Fragrance-free, hypoallergenic, and suitable for all ages.
Research shows that we need to support all skin. So whether it is baby skin or mature skin. In your experience, how do we maintain all of it?
The most important thing, I think, no matter what age the skin is, whether it's young skin, dry skin, sensitive skin, mature skin, is It doesn't just start with moisturization. It starts, actually, I think, with cleansing. Today, there's so many cleansers and fragrances and chemicals out there, and that strips your skin of the natural oils that is actually healthy for your skin. So besides moisturization, to try and not rip those oils and microbiome is also a key, you know, topic that comes up nowadays. But it's just to not strip those things off your skin. So I know with COVID, we all also started with hand sanitizers and putting alcohol on our hands. And as much as that is good for, you know, keeping the germs off our skin, it's really not great for your skin. So what we do, you know, when you look after your skin, you really just want to stay away from fragrance, colorants, and you really just keep it to the real moisturization factors, no matter what age.
It's summer. We are all in the sun. And the minute I realized that we're talking about skin today, I was like, okay, sun, skin, exposure, stressed skin, skin problems. I mean, where does one even start? So, okay, we learn now that cleansing the skin is really important, right? How do we protect the skin?
So, interesting, if you look at the skin and the seasons, skincare actually takes quite a big climb in value over winter months, you know, because winter months is everybody thinks it's, you know, that we're dry, you know, we need to look after our skin, but then we forget about summer. We forget about that the skin actually still needs that care, even though it doesn't necessarily feel as dry as what it does in the winter months. And obviously sun protection is a key thing when you think of looking after your skin in summer. So sunscreen, always, always sunscreen. I always say sunscreen on your face every single day. And if you're going to spend time outdoors for, you know, an extended period of time, 20 minutes plus, especially in the heat of the day, you have to put sunscreen all the time. And reapply, reapply, reapply.
It makes me think of the earlier days when I had my small babies and I would cover them in so much cream that people would be like, what are you doing? And so my question is, do we do it differently for adults than what we do for babies? Do we cover their skins in more emollient and creams than what we do with ourselves?
The actual advice for babies, especially under 6 months, is to just keep them out of the sun completely. You know, you keep them out of the sun as much as possible. In the event where they are going to be exposed, you put a high SPF on them. Adult skin is tougher than baby skin. So you have a little bit more resilience in your adult skin. And obviously, sun exposure over time actually builds resilience against the sun. You know, as your melanin increases, it actually provides protection from the sun to a little extent, even as high as up to an SPF 13, they say, if you have a high melanin-rich skin. But baby skin is obviously it's far more tender, far more young. So you really, under 6 months, keep them out of the sun, and then a high SPF when they are exposed.
So, you know what's interesting? It was last year when we started talking about skin and menopause and skin in maturity. You know, us as women, as mothers, what happens to your skin when you age? And never that I think we'd reach a point where we say, you know what, an exfoliator when you become older doesn't have to have, you know, grains and salt. You know, it's just sandpapier. You're scratching and trying to rub and scrub and do all kinds of things. So how does one moisturize properly? Like if you had to offer someone an emollient or you give them a cream for their skin, is there a right or a wrong way to use it?
So you talk about the exfoliants. Your skin is number one and foremost. It protects you from the outside environment. The number one thing that protects you. So you want to at all times keep your skin barrier intact as far as possible. So those old exfoliations that you talk about that really rub your skin red, you really want to stay as far away as possible from that. So when you moisturize your skin, you want to look for three types of ingredients in your moisturizer. So the first one is an emollient that keeps your skin soft and looks after your skin barrier intact. Then the second one is a humectant. Now, humectant is designed to draw water into your skin from the outside environment or from lower layers. And then an occlusive. So an occlusive prevents moisture loss. So what you want to look for is a moisturizer that has all three of those. So something that keeps the skin soft, something that actually draws water into the skin, and something that prevents moisture loss.
I must tell you, when it comes to hydration and the role that it plays, one almost underestimates it, right?
Yeah.
You just go, oh, it's winter, my skin's dry. Mm. You know, it's summer, I'm not going to bother, or I'm not going to do as much. How does our diet, so the things that we eat, how does that impact our skin? Like, can I have foods that will help me repair my skin?
Yeah, definitely. Look, your diet, I think, impacts all aspects of life. But it's very evident in your skin. I think you can see quickly in somebody's skin whether they follow a healthy diet. Key thing is antioxidants. You know what? There's so much detail that you can go into diet. But I think if you follow a healthy, balanced diet, your skin will show the signs. Antioxidants, generally, you know, people, especially women, we tend to shy away from fat. But that is what your skin needs. Your skin is not water. Your skin is lipids. That's what it means when you moisturize your skin. So what you want to do is you want to eat your avos, your olive oil, your almonds. You know, don't cut
nice oily fish.
Don't cut your skin off your chicken. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Exactly.
I'm thinking of some of us who are struggling with rash or breakouts. Mm, mm. Breakout in adults, I mean, that is a whole different topic. And then for our little ones as well. You know, a rash on the skin, I remember even if it was in summer and there was a little bit of heat rash, I would be like, okay, what to do? How do I get it away immediately? What's your opinion on derma and a rash on it? I mean, should we overreact? Is it alarming?
So I think it's just a normal sign of your skin. Again, your skin is the first telltale sign of there's something going on here. You know, like I said, skin is also, you know, it's the biggest organ. So it really does quickly show, hey, there's something going on here. The most important thing, again, I say, is you have to look after your skin and keep it intact. The minute there's a break in the skin, you know, like when you have in your elbows and it gets those little red spots, it actually allows foreign matter, allergens, dust particles to come into your skin, and that will make it worse. Mm. So always apply a good fragrance-free, colorant-free, nonsense-free moisturizer. And that's the first thing. And again, don't use harsh chemicals on your body when you wash. I think moms also, I mean, I remember my grandmother coming in with a scrubbing brush, you know, scrubbing it.
She would scrub your feet and the clothes.
Exactly. And you scream in the bar. You don't need to do that. And, you know, soaps with harsh chemicals that claims to, you know, take germs and things off, we don't need that. Water and a good, even a soap-free bar is really all you need for your skin, unless you're brying or, I don't know, working under the car, then
working under the car.
Yeah.
I like the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think we get so roped up into trends and things that are out there that we almost overreact, you know?
Yeah. So we've seen when we speak to people who suffer from eczema or psoriasis, the number one piece of advice that we give them that really works is just change what you wash with.
Wow.
Don't be so harsh on your skin, because that already helps to keep the skin just happy.
So what are some of the other common mistakes that we make? So washing too hard or having
bathing in too hot water.
Right.
So bathing in hot water is also a big thing. Because again, your skin is lipids. Mm. So, you know, just anything that you think you're cleaning it, you know. And I always say, there's no such thing as squeaky clean. Squeaky is dry.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like you've taken too much of your oils off. But also coming back to summer, Ilana, we don't realize how much our skin, the oils are ripped out of our skin because we spend so much time in the pool, which is chlorine or salt water by the beach. That in itself dries out the skin. And maybe when you're at the beach, you don't feel like your skin is dry because you're sweaty, like you say, but it is always advisable to moisturize, especially also after a day of sun exposure. And then you can use a lighter lotion. You don't have to go heavy, you know, like a thick cream, because that could also make you feel hot at night, you know, if you're lying in bed. But a light lotion, always advisable after a day in the sun.
So it's interesting because we always talk about sun exposure, the types of creams that we use on our skins. Is there a too long time to spend in water and in the bath?
So, you know, with bath, because it's hot and you there's soaps or bubble bath, whatever, and, you know, we limit that. Yeah, you know, when I tell your kids get out of the bath,
I
know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can also just use a bath oil, which is great, you know, or just, you know, run a little bit of bath drops in the bath.
Okay.
What I always like to do is I actually rub a bath oil on my children before they get in the bath.
Oh,
so
nice.
You don't have to waste it in the water, but you can actually rub it on your child. So then it also protects their skin. But I would not want to be the parent who say to my kids, get out of the sea.
No, we love.
It's just to replenish the moisture afterwards and make sure they stay hydrated.
I love the idea of habits. So I'm learning something. So looking ahead, what are some of the other habits that we can keep? So if we had to go on and maintain our healthy skin, what are some of the habits that we can adapt?
Healthy diet always starts with a healthy diet. Look what you put on your skin. We absorb as much through our skin as what we do through our stomach. So look what you put on your skin. Keep it simple. You don't need 1,000 things, you know, to keep your skin health. Stick to something that moisturizes. Look after your skin barrier. Sun protect. Another piece of advice I can just say, especially now during the summer months, is make sure to wash the sunscreen off your skin after you've spent a day in the sun. You know, sunscreen is essential to protect us from the damaging UV rays of the sun, but it is still chemicals that we put on our skin. And it can also, you know, clog your skin. So make sure you wash it off at the end of the day. Try not to go to bed with your sunscreen on, both on your face and your body.
How can we support our baby's skin and our skin and mature skin?
We want to have a product that everyone can use. You know, when you walk into the bathroom and there's mommy soap and a daddy soap and a baby soap, and it just creates complexity, unnecessary complexity. You know, what's nice about the EpiMax range is we like to say, for everybody. So whether you're a 6 months old or a 60-year-old, you can use whatever product you have in the EpiMax range. A nice addition in the EpiMax range to prevent your skin drying out is the bath oil. You can use that even in the shower. So you rub it on your body before you shower, and that just prevents any soaps or washes that you use to unnecessarily dry the lipids out of your skin. We've got a beautiful soap-free body wash that prevents drying. And then we've got a lotion. I know sometimes the men don't love a thick, harsh cream because I think, you know, it also just makes them feel sweaty. So we've got a lotion that our young boys and men prefer. And then we've got our creams. From a light cream, our original cream, which is great. The whole family can use it. And then we've even got your ultra ointment, which is a much thicker moisturizing agent, and that you can use anywhere. You can use it on your lips, on your nails, on
your
heels. Exactly. No, it's a magic product. You can't have enough of them.
Well, now I feel really squeaky clean, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We know how to take care of our skin this summer. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. A quick thanks to our support. This podcast is supported by EpiMax, the dermatologist-recommended skincare range specifically formulated to hydrate, soothe, and protect. Whether it's dry skin, sensitive skin, or just everyday moisture, EpiMax has a solution for everybody. Fragrance-free, hypoallergenic, and suitable for all ages. Curaprox aims to create 1 billion healthy smiles. A healthy mouth means a healthy body and mind, creating better health for you. Great oral health starts from day one. It's never too early to start. Curaprox Baby gets your child on the right path of starting healthy oral care habits for life.